This week in West Virginia history. On July 18, 1877, Governor Henry Matthews arrived in Martinsburg on the scene of the first nationwide strike in U.S. history. Baltimore and Ohio railroad workers had walked off the job in response to a pay cut. The strike soon spread along the rails from Baltimore to Chicago. The strike's first violence occurred at Martinsburg, where workers stopped the trains from running. Matthews had dispatched the state's militia to put down the strike, but most of the militiamen were friends or family of the strikers. At one point, a striker fired at the militiamen, who shot back and mortally wounded the railroad worker. The militia then withdrew and refused to take further action. Matthews sent another militia unit from Wheeling, but it also failed to stop the strike. The day after Matthews arrived, federal troops ended the work stoppage in Martinsburg, although violence continued elsewhere in the nation for weeks, with some 100 people losing their lives. The strike showed that West Virginia authorities were ill-prepared to handle unrest among laboring groups and led to calls for developing a professional National Guard to control labor disturbances. For more information on the railroad strike of 1877, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.